everyone. I hope you had a good Christmas and festive season. Over the past couple of months, I've really got into watching Marco Pierre White.
Okay, take a little garlic. We could be professional and take the core out. But I'm a home cook now, not a professional cook.
On YouTube. I like cooking, but I've been looking to like kind of kick it up into the next gear. And there's something about Marco Pierre White that I really like. He's intense.
If you gave that to your mother, would she be happy?
Not with the way it is right now.
I like the way he speaks slowly.
The truth is, I never wanted to be a chef. I had dreams of being a riverkeeper, a gamekeeper, spending my life in nature. But that never happened. In February 1978, my father told me that I wouldn't be going to school today. He told me not to put on my uniform, to put on my Sunday best. So I did. I came downstairs, I had my breakfast, and my father told me that I was going to get the bus, the number 36, to Harrogate. My instruction was to knock on the back door of the hotel kitchens. I was a boy who did what my father told me.
I like how focused he is.
It's very easy to be distracted. You must stay focused.
I like his lack of irony and his seriousness.
I think it's been frozen. The meat's been frozen. It's no good. Frozen fucking smoked eel.
Clearly agitated, Marco asks the cameras to stop rolling.
Don't take me on this one, please. It's been frozen. It's shit. I want to know why. It's very simple, isn't it? I don't want to be filmed. Do you understand? Do not film when I say do not film me. Have some fucking respect. Do not push me. I don't think you understand what I am. I control myself very well.
And I like the fact that he takes his time with things and that he's striving for mastery, for perfection.
Think about what I'm saying. Question yourself when you do something.
And I find it inspiring. I really do. And in this video, I'm going to try to analyse what it is about Marco Pierre White that appeals to me as someone who's also, you know, recommended Julius Evola and various other people like that. I think Marco Pierre White speaks to the Evolian solar man. The solar qualities that Evola talks about, I think, are incarnate in Marco Pierre White. And I'm going to talk about that soon. Also, I have this new book out, Foundations of Shakespeare, a gorgeous edition. You can have a look. They've done brilliant colour illustrations in there, custom made, really nice edition, very good quality pages and so on. They've done such a good job. I've been stunned by how good the job is. If you pick up the course of Foundations of Shakespeare, you will get this for half price. Otherwise, it's £100. Speaking of courses, it is January sales. That means only one thing, promo code SHORJAM. And after these words, I will then talk about Marco Pierre White.
Sure. Sure, 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 sure. And so, sure.
Sure, Jan.
Can you command a comma like Joseph Conrad?
Sure, sure, sure,
sure, sure, sure, and sure, Jan.
Are you magnificent in your mastery of marginalism like Murray Rothbard?
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
Are you legendary in your logical levelling of lamentable loquacity?
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
Come on down to the January sale of the Academic Agency. Promo code SHORJAN for 25% off. All this January, I got more courses than the Queen had horses.
Sure, Jan.
I got better rates than Andrew Tate's ad mates.
Sure, Jan.
I got better deals than Lizzo's had meals.
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
And so, sure, 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 and so, sure, 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 and so, sure.
So, yeah, let us now think about what it is about Marco Pierre White that is so appealing. In his younger days, he was a bit of a bad boy.
Someone told me that you kicked out 8 people in the last 2 weeks. What were the reasons for that?
I think that's right. 8 people in 2 weeks? God, I'm below par.
Why did you do it?
Is that all? They must have knocked off an O. They must have knocked off an O.
Why did you do it?
Why did I do it? Well, basically, I'm here 18 hours a day, 6 days a week. This is like my house. This is like my home. When I cook every night, it's cooking for people who hopefully are appreciative. And as I say, 90-95% are very appreciative. You've got that other 5% who are incredibly rude, obnoxious. They click their fingers, they arrive late. And I don't want those people in my house.
He was known as an enfant terrible or whatever it is. He had numerous, he was a bit of a womanizer and numerous divorces and so on. He was a 3-star Michelin chef. Famously, he was the mentor of Gordon Ramsay.
I didn't make Gordon Ramsay cry. He made himself cry.
But the story he tells about how, he made Gordon Ramsay cry, but he didn't make Gordon Ramsay cry. Ramsay chose to cry himself. He chose to do that himself. So he's a bit of a hellraiser when he was younger.
You made changes to it since you started doing it?
No.
Lloyd's coming in for lunch. Does he eat at Harvey's a lot?
Yes.
You've become quite friendly with him, haven't you?
Yes.
There's nothing like monosyllabic answers, is there?
No.
There's no point in doing this, Marco.
Well, fine, you can go.
Then there's no...
The door's over there.
No.
But the Marco Pierre White that I like is the older, quieter maestro. Now, he's done this series for the BBC called BBC Maestro, where he's... he's accumulated a lot of wisdom. He's been retired quite a bit from, being a top chef and so on. And he explains what it is that he's doing, how he takes inspiration from nature. One of the things he talks about all the time is that, he either chops onions so finely that it's like it's grated, or he grates it and then he takes, double the amount of time that you would. So usually if you saute the onions for 10 minutes, he does it for 20 to take out the water, the acidity content. And he explains the reasoning behind each of the things that he does. I noticed, for example, I bought this pan, Le Creuset pan, just to emulate my hero, Marco Pierre White, over Christmas. I asked for it and Santa got me this Le Creuset pan. But I noticed that he was using a spatula, right? And then in one of the things I was watching, he explained, well, the reason that I use a spatula and not a wooden spoon is because the stuff that goes around the edges, the spatula can just get it all down, and you don't want it to caramelize on the outside. The sauce that you're making, let's say you're making a bolognese or something, you don't want it to caramelize around the outside, so you need to use the spatula to make sure it all stays in. Otherwise, it will, ruin the flavour. One of the things he talks about is the difference between, perfection and a ruined dish is 30 seconds. You could be reducing something and, 30 seconds is perfect. If you go over that 30 seconds, it'll be reduced too much, or it'll be burnt, or you'll have caramelised something that shouldn't have been. So all of these sorts of little things are really interesting, just from a pure learning point of view. I feel like I've learned a lot about the art of cooking from this man. But then thinking about it from the Evolia perspective, Evola always talks about the importance of the mentor-apprentice relationship. He talks about the importance of mastery, of being dedicated to a higher purpose, to the idea of becoming the differentiated man. And what I really like about Marco Pierre White is that he has no apologies about becoming that differentiated man. you know, about striving for that mastery, achieving that mastery, you know, through hours and through experience, through wisdom. And it's, to be honest, it appeals to me. It appears all of those things that appeal to me in Evola, you know, are there in a man like Marco Pierre White. And I just think it's interesting that you have this figure. I mean, he's come through the world of celebrity chefs and TV chefs and the world of food. But there's something about that world, certainly the way that he does it, that has this glimpse into an older way of doing things, into a respect for craft, for tradition, for, you know, I guess what you'd call the solar masculine. And I just wanted to make this small video to voice my appreciation for Marco Pierre White and to encourage other people to watch, certainly that BBC Maestro series. There's so much I've learned, you know, just different way. I made a risotto the other day, you know, and the way I've made risotto previously, you'd make it with a ladle by ladle. He just puts the lot in at once, and then you reduce it down with the total amount in, right? Just little things like that. And his explanation for why he does that and things like that. All really cool. So, yeah, I like to share my hobbies here. You know, I'm into composting and various other things like that. 90s music better than Madonna. 80s music better than Madonna. I'm also into cooking with Marco Pierre White. And that's why, you know, when I've been off, I haven't been working recently. I like to get into the kitchen. I stick a podcast on. I find it kind of therapeutic in a way, to be away from it in there, making various dishes. And, you know, his grating of the onions, grating onions and carrots and celery really fine, so that it basically dissolves like into a bolognese, into if you're making a ragu. It's taking extra time. It does increase the intensity of your flavor. It gets you a better texture. I love my Le Creuset pan. So, yeah, I just love to see somebody at the top of their craft. And it's inspiring. I like that. I've always liked people who aspire to be the best. What is more solar masculine than that? So, in fact, I had a look into Marco Pierre White, and some of his political views are interesting, to say the least, as well. Let's just say he may be secretly on our side of things as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, promo code SHOREJAM gets you 25% off Foundations of Shakespeare. Another man who was at the very top of his craft, Shakespeare, of course. Pick up that today as well. You get that half price. If you own the course, you get this for half price, as I said earlier. Pick it up today, and I'll see you next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.